AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz says he still wants answers about Hillary Clinton's emails and people who had relationships with the Clinton Foundation. The chair of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee was on CBS's Face the Nation.
From our vantage point, it's one of the largest breaches of security in the history of the State Department. We got to make sure that people aren't just walking out the door with literally hundreds, if not thousands, of classified bits of information that then make their way into a non-secure setting.
The interim chief of the Democratic National Committee, Donna Brazile, told the show emails between the Clinton Foundation and State Department show little more than meeting requests.
There's no question that whether the State Department emails that were released, the State Department emails that were leaked, the State Department emails that will come out, however you draw the conclusion, if there's no there, there.
Libertarian presidential nominee, former Governor Gary Johnson, says things are looking up for the chances of him being included in the presidential debates.
The Presidential Debate Commission has identified five polls. We're at 10% flat on those five polls. And that's an increase, really, of probably about 4% consensus over the last 6 or 7 weeks. So we're optimistic.
The former New Mexico governor was on Fox News Sunday. Chicago police say two brothers have been charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of a cousin of NBA star Dwayne Wade, and that both men had prior gun offenses. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says something has to be done about the number of gun-related crimes in his city.
Chicago is closing in on 6,000 guns recovered this year. That's ridiculous. Chicago has recovered an illegal handgun every hour of the year of 2016.
The victim was not the intended target. This is AP Radio News. Italians are slowly coming to terms with the disastrous earthquake that hit the region Wednesday. AP correspondent Vanessa Gera has more.
Italians continue to bury the dead from the massive earthquake that hit the central region on Wednesday. There are open-air masses in areas where churches are destroyed.
Authorities are vowing to investigate whether negligence or fraud in adhering to building codes played any role in the death toll, which is about 290. They also call for efforts to ensure organized crime doesn't infiltrate construction contracts to eventually rebuild much of the towns leveled by the disaster. Washington, D.C. officials are investigating an outage that impacted the city's 911 system overnight for about an hour and a half. Media outlets report the system was down between about 11:30 Saturday night and 1 a.m. Sunday. I'm Carlotta Bradley.